pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. It's an exciting time of the year because it's an enjoyable time of the year, inside, outside, wherever you're at. And hopefully all the storms are over, and last night was not good for our friends to the east. And so, again, it's just something we've been dealing with, and we're going to talk sports here for about an hour. And hopefully, wherever you're at, you'll be able to sit back and enjoy the show, whether it's on ESPN 1460, 1550, or the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com, where you can listen to the show live. Or, of course, you can always check out the podcast of any of our shows last couple, 3 months. They're up there. Great interviews, great shows. We hope that you enjoy them in case you missed them, or if you heard about it, you missed a day. You can always go to ESPNSuperstation.com, click on the podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, and, of course, the Courtyard. They invite you to stop by and enjoy the Courtyard during this beautiful weather. That's at ESPNSuperstation.com. Coming up on the show today.
Big show.
I don't know. Let's start with the best heavyweight wrestler in the collegiate ranks this past year, Tervel Delognev, wrestling in Las Vegas, trying to qualify for the Olympics this weekend. He's in Vegas. He starts wrestling tomorrow. And if he can get things done, he will represent the United States in the Olympics. That's as basic as you can say. He is wrestling this weekend to qualify for the Olympics. He'll join us at the bottom of the hour. The College World Series, continuing coverage, every game right here on ESPN. We're going to talk with the programs from Florida State, Mike Martin Jr., and the head coach at North Carolina, Mike Fox, is going to be joining us in just a little bit here on the Doug and Daddy Show. So we have a full show tomorrow. I already want to preview this. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to be talking with David Perneau, the head baseball coach at Georgia, who may have the toughest task of any team. I think even tougher than Fresno State, the Cinderella school, because Georgia will have to play Miami in the first game on Saturday. We're going to talk with him. And also tomorrow, at this exact time, this segment, right now, it's 11:05 Thursday, 11:05 tomorrow, live from Torrey Pines, Dan Davis, ESPN Sports.
The Duke
will be joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. So it's going to be the Duke, Doug and Daddy, because I can't say Doug Daddy and the Duke, because it's the Duke and Doug and Daddy will be joining us on the program tomorrow at this time to talk about the U.S. Open. And, of course, the U.S. Open is underway, and we'll be keeping you up to date on how that's going throughout the day. I know. What are you going to do? But what are you going to do, Daddy? Good morning.
What's going on? Oh, Derek, now why the anger? I sense some real anger over there.
Oh, no, he's like me. You know, you get angry when somebody calls you out.
35 days. 35 days. Buddy, 35 days until you tie that knot.
Wow, you have it down to a number. I don't even have it down to a number of days.
Are you gonna still wear the? Are you gonna wear the beard for the wedding?
No, I gotta shave.
All right. Well, there you go. All right. Chicago Cubs. I think maybe this is your top story outside of the U.S. Open. Alfonso Soriano out up to 6 weeks. We go to the Dent Popper inbox. And the Dent Popper inbox, you can reach us, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. I believe this has something to do with me being a Braves fan. This comes from Tori in Riverdale. Just because the Braves suck doesn't mean they need to hurt teams that are good, babies. I had to do some editing there, by the way. Thanks, Tori.
Tori and Riz on the bridge.
Oh, no. I mean, Cubs are good. They got a cushion. They just need to survive. But, you know, Cub fans are so psychotic that anything that throws any kind of a wrench. I mean, they're always looking for something to throw him overboard.
Lou Piniella actually going out and listing all the great things that Alfonso Soriano had done lately, and hitting for power was one of them. But he said most importantly, he was stealing some bases, making some noise, and getting that leadoff spot on. And that's what he said that he really appreciated. And they're going to miss that, but he said there's some real deserving guys down in the minor leagues, and they're going to get their shot and see if they can play on that stage. And that stage is awfully crazy. There's a lot of places you can get indoctrinated into the Major League Baseball, but it's a sellout day in, day out, especially when they're leading. It's just a crazy atmosphere.
Back to the Dan Popper inbox. This from Chris and Carney. The Braves always hurt Cubs. Remember Pryor? Pryor to what? Oh yeah, that guy that pitched a few games for the Cubs and now no longer is even in baseball, Mark Pryor.
Kid was really good at USC and then
and was a stud at the College World Series. Yeah.
Then he had
the Dan Popper inbox.
Five quality starts in the major leagues.
No! Fire it. Was it that many? You can fire it to us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Dent Popper, home of the Arma Linings. They've specialized in paintless dent repair for years, and if this bad weather this month has dinged your car, stop and see Scott or Joel for a free estimate. They want to get you fixed up and looking good back on the road. Dent Popper on the bricks in downtown Kearney. You remember Woods, Kerry Wood, and Mark Pryor? Imagine if they still had them with Zambrano. They couldn't afford all that, though. Let's be serious. They wouldn't be able to afford that. It's in the crazy world of sports, the Cubs have almost been able to put together this team now because of what happened then with the injuries and the money they saved. The Cubs could still be good now, but it would be different. They would be good like the Braves were with the pitching staff building in with some key players offensively out of their system.
But you thought, much like the Braves, they were gonna have that Smoltz or Maddox, Smoltz, Glavin. You know, those three guys were 1, 2, 3, and you knew that you were gonna get quality starts to them all year long, and that's some of the Braves thought they had the 1 and 2 guys, and then along with Zambrano, probably that third guy, to go 1, 2, 3 for a long period of time. They were young in their career, and that didn't happen.
1-888-455-ESPN.
Here's Andrew from Curtis, guys.
Andrew from Curtis, good morning. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
I'm actually in Kearney, but...
That's okay.
Mr. Duda, you better not have jinxed us. Like last year.
What do you mean, like last year?
You played that damn song, and then went 3 and out against the Diamondbacks.
See, Cub fan, you know, it's like we trotted a billy goat out here and brought Steve Bartman
on
the show.
You did, not we. You, Mr. Duda, Doug Duda.
Okay, bye, Andrew. Thanks for the call.
We've got black cats racing around this building, believe me.
The Cubs won, by the way, last night, 7-2. So, there you go. What? What? The Cubs? Is this the start? But see, the only thing is, I believe if we go back to my picks, I took the Cardinals because I didn't think the Cubs would win at the beginning of the year. I didn't want to curse Cub fan by picking them. But now Pujols is down, so I don't know if that'll help the Cardinals close the gap. In a sadistic way, we need to see the gap close a little bit because we love to see Cub fans squirm. It's just kind of fun.
Well, I'm envisioning Torrey right now on his tractor, the cultivator, taking the shirt off, dancing on the landing, walking up to the tractor. Start the tractor in motion again, Torrey.
There's a lot of... You know, I'm concerned about our buddy Bob Hamer. You know, I'm envisioning another Harry Carey article coming up in the Grand Island Independent from
Bob. Heard from Bob. Is Bob all right? Bob, give us a call. 1-888-455-3776. Will you check in with us?
Well, Bob's got to get off the ledge, too. It's just, it's unbelievable. speaking of Bob, Bob Hamer, I believe, will be one of the first invited back to the annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest, which we will have again this July. And folks, we're picking it up a notch. We're going to tell you a whole lot more about the Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest coming up in the weeks ahead. I think we're really going to start hitting it next week. Tentatively scheduled for Friday, July 11th at the Hilltop Mall in Kearney. Yes, I know. We're not just going to be hanging out in the parking lot throwing wieners at passing vehicles. defending champion, have you made the invitation official?
No, I've not. I've not made the. He will be in it. There's no doubt. I will take care of that.
You will. You will force. You didn't chat with him last night.
I did chat with him last night.
I heard last night he was. He has been practicing his competitive eating. Our defending champion eating fish, competitive fish eating, and you know you haven't heard a lot about that on the circuit.
He was destroying walleye last night.
Oh, good God. Unbelievable. Well, speaking of eating, we are going to be doing some of that during the program today from Big City Burrito. Big City Burrito, a new sponsor of the Doug and Daddy Show, has dropped off custom-made burritos to our liking because they have custom-made burritos to your liking. You don't find microwaves at Big City Burrito, Daddy. You don't find freezers. And you won't find everyday fast food either. They pack your tortilla with everything you crave and nothing you do not want. Every ingredient perfectly seasoned with secret recipes, and each burrito is built just for you because you choose every part of it, from the type of tortilla to each fresh, made-from-scratch filling. There's like one step, two step, three step. It's like doing the polka. Then you one, two, three. Then you four, five, six. Big City Burrito, 28th and 2nd Avenue in Kearney, where you walk in hungry and walk out happy. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Oh, I can't wait to dive in to Big City Burrito here in just a moment on the Doug and Daddy Show. Big City Burrito, welcome aboard. Check them out today, folks. 28th and 2nd Avenue in Kearney. I don't think you'll believe how big their burritos are.
I'm just looking at these shells. I want a white one. No, wait. I want a wheat one. No, wait. Tomato chili, pesto, jalapeno cheddar, spinach, tortillas. That's all for you to decide, not us.
28th and 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Before we go to break, let's check the leaderboard early on in the first round of the U.S. Open. Steve Stricker, who can play the tough courses and tough greens very well. Sometimes his problem is getting it there. 3-under through 6. Patrick Sheehan is at 2-under, and a whole host of folks at 1-under. Adam Scott, actually 1-under in that featured group through four holes. He's at 1-under. Phil Mickelson's at even. Tiger got it to 1-over. Tiger double bogeyed the first hole this morning, and then birdied number 4. So that's where you're at in the featured pairing. We will keep you up to date there. When we come back, head baseball coach, the University of North Carolina, Mike Fox, is going to join us. They've been in the national championship game the past 2 years, and Oregon State got them both times. We're going to talk with him after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. There's just not enough O's in smooth to describe this show.
Does your men's softball team have what it takes to win $1,000 cash? That's the top prize in the Sun Heat Men's Softball Tournament in Lincoln, Saturday, June 21st. Only 10 slots left. Registration deadline, June 18th. Register by emailing Josh at sunheat.com, calling 308-382-8137, or go to sunheat.com for more information. Sun Heat, the folks who slash your utility bills with their amazing infrared zone heating. And don't forget, register for that $1,000 prize in the Sun Heat Softball Tournament no later than June 18th.
Builders does Father's Day best. Hi, I'm Scott from Builders, and because I know there are a lot of handy dads out there, we'll be hosting the Father's Day Power Tool Challenge this Saturday from 11 to 1. Fastest times will win prizes from DeWalt, Stanley, and more. Plus, you can get great sale prices on gifts for dad all day. Get ready for Father's Day with help from Builders.
The Father's Day Power Tool Challenge this Saturday from 11 to 1 at Builders in Kearney. Builders does
it best. Tired of trying to start your old mower? Get a new Toro mower from Ace Hardware and Garden Center. Toro offers a wide variety of walk mowers, including some with self-propelled drive and even electric starters. Or take a look at Toro's Time Cutter zero-turning riding mower. With Toro financing, there are no payments and deferred interest for 6 months. Plus, at Ace, all power equipment sold is fully assembled, serviced, and ready to go. And we back it with service after the sale. And Ace offers free in-town delivery. Bring your trade-in to Ace Hardware and Garden Center for a new Toro this spring in Grand Island and Kearney.
Hi, this is Phil Gordon, professional poker player. You're listening to ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska on 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see partly sunny skies across the area as we head through the day today, with just a slight chance of a shower or storm developing later today in the afternoon. Otherwise, expect highs up near 80 with a west wind at 10 to 20 miles per hour. We'll see a slight chance of a shower or storm early tonight, followed by partly cloudy skies and a low at 49. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 70.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. U.S. Olympic hopeful to avail the logjam going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Mike Martin Jr. from Florida State going to talk with us as well. They have the player of the year in Buster Posey. He's good. He's unbelievably good. And we'll talk about that. College World Series coming up this weekend and every game here on ESPN Radio. A couple of other sports notes, and coming up in just a moment, we're going to be talking with Mike Fox, the head baseball coach at North Carolina. The Nebraska Women's Amateur State Stroke Play Tournament wrapped up at Indian Head in Grand Island yesterday. The three-day tournament was won by Grand Island's Megan Bartlett, the senior to be at Wichita State. Shot rounds of 73, 76, and then 77 yesterday to beat defending champion Steph Kolbas of Lincoln by four. J.C. Stevenson, who we've had on the program, also a Grand Island graduate who plays for the Huskers, fired a 79 yesterday and ends up five shots back. But 14-year-old Danielle Lemick also shoots 79 yesterday, fourth. Every good female golfer in the state can be in this tournament, and a lot from Lincoln and Omaha here.
14.
She finished fourth with a 234. I smell challenge.
I already smell better than Michelle Wee right now.
What do you think? Me, you, Derek, three-man scramble
against
Danielle, and she kicks our ass.
No.
We'd be under par.
We'd take her out.
I've never seen you guys golf, but I can swing a stick a little bit.
The keyboards are lighting up to the Dent Popper inbox right now. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The field of 88 trimmed to 32 in the Nebraska Junior Match Play Championship at Wild Horse yesterday in Gothenburg. And Lance Lawson of Norfolk, the medalist, 2-over-74. They're already underway today in the match play portion. Josh Reinertsen of Gibbon takes third, and that's the seed he will have. Chris Kelzer of Wood River and St. Paul's Kenny Stone make that field of 32. That is going on and continuing through Saturday at our favorite place in Gothenburg, a Wild Horse, Daddy.
Yeah, lovely, lovely, lovely venue over there. Great place, link-style course.
Doug and Daddy Show's continuing coverage of the College World Series takes us back to the ACC. North Carolina is back in Omaha, and this time looking to just take that final step, Tony, as they are back and looking as one of those teams that a lot of people thought at the beginning of the year could be back here in Omaha. And this is a good, good ball club. They really have been mashing the ball and didn't have a whole lot of problems so far in the postseason.
Well, 51-12, you're certainly happy with the way the season's went so far, but we've got Coach Mike Fox who joins us right now on the Doug and Danny Show. And Coach, thanks so much for the time. And first of all, I want to get right into different things drive different baseball teams, but losing in that final game the last two seasons certainly got to be the motivation for you and this team.
Well, I think it's part of our motivation. I think the other motivation is just the experience of Omaha. You know, it's such a fun time. It's 2 weeks at it's probably indescribable and something our players enjoy thoroughly. And I think part of it, they want to get out there, and hopefully, do what we could to try to win a national championship for our university. But, the other experience and things you deal with out there are fun as well. And I know our players are most excited about that.
Mike, talk a little bit about the last maybe 3 weeks of the season here. You really didn't have any problems in the regional or super regional, but you did have some problems in the tough ACC tournament. What did the kids take out of that made you play so much better here in the postseason?
Well, I think it's probably what we didn't take out of it. Having such an experienced team and we lost a couple of tough games with teams coming from behind to beat us, and it didn't faze us. It didn't faze our guys. I think they all knew. Next week's a new season, and next week is really what matters. And our league was so good, Florida State and Virginia, came from behind to beat us, and it's just one of those things where maybe a younger team, there would have been some carryover, but there wasn't with this one. I think it motivated our guys to you know, to play better the next couple weeks, which we were able to do.
Mike, is it tough even this time of year to share the spotlight with the basketball team?
Yeah, we're always going to do that here, no matter what, and we're okay with that. You know, Carolina's known for, you know, we're known for our basketball program, and you know, I came here because of our basketball program, and you know, just wanted to be a student here. I've been following Carolina basketball since I was 6 or 7. So me to get to this point and then all of a sudden not want to, you know, not want to acknowledge that. Roy's been, he's been great to our program, and he'll be out in Omaha, and he and his wife, you know, pledged to our new stadium. I mean, it's a genuine, you know, care and concern for each program, and so I don't mind sharing anything with them, actually.
Mike Fox, head coach of the North Carolina Tar Heels, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, errorless baseball in the Super Regional. Only 2 errors in the regional. Defense is stellar for this baseball team, but to do it with the aluminum bats in college game, that is something that's just almost amazing.
Well, it's the key to our team. I mean, I think when we make 2 or more errors, we're 9-8. We have a 9-8 record during the course of the season when that's so. I don't know how that affects other teams, but it certainly affected our team this year. And when we make 1 or less errors, we usually are in a position to where if we do a few other things right, we're in a position to win. And fortunately, that was the case the last 2 weekends. We played really good defense, and I think that was the key to us winning.
Mike, obviously you've been around enough here in the postseason lately to maybe be the best person to ask the following question. Are this year's group, I mean, I'm looking at these teams that are at the College World Series, they're not just kind of batting 300 as a team. You're 324, Florida State's pounding the ball, your opponent LSU is pounding the ball, and you have a team ERA of 2.83. I haven't seen so many collegiate teams good in all areas, I don't think, recently as this year. What about your thoughts?
This is a scary field. I mean, you know, I think 6 of the 8, if I'm looking at it correctly, it was a 6 of the 8 top national seeds, or 5 made it.
6, yeah.
People were close. 6 made it, and you know, the committee was pretty much right on with that, I guess. And yeah, you look at the numbers of some of these teams, and I said earlier, I know how good Florida State and Miami 1-9 is. Offensively is as good as you're probably going to see in college baseball. I think the fans out there are in for a real, real treat. This should be an exceptional World Series.
Mike, with you continuing to come to Omaha, you've been there the last 2 years, a third trip in a row, do you garner more fans and more attention every year? Do you seem to build up a bigger fan base in Omaha?
Well, you know, I hope so out there. You know, I think familiarity helps, and, you know, we're continuing to obviously to try to build our fan base here, and I think a lot more people are paying attention on our own campus and are going to hopefully be out there. But, you know, you want that crowd out there in Omaha to recognize you and hopefully pull for you, because a lot of them don't have any allegiance, obviously, if Nebraska's not there. So, you know, you want the crowd to, you know, to pull for you out there. That helps.
Mike Fox, the head baseball coach at North Carolina, joining us on this morning's Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, you had 3 first-team All-Americans, 4 All-Americans overall, Tim Fedorov, Kyle Seager, Alex White. Those are some of the names that the fans in Omaha are going to probably hear a lot about. Are there some other kids that have flourished here for you that are helping make this team a solid team here in the last couple weeks?
Well, the ones you mentioned are all part of our, you know, our sophomore class, which is a good feeling knowing I'm going to have those kids back. I mean, our seniors have all played well at stretches, throughout the year and done some big things for us. And, you know, Ackley, Seager, Fedorov have been our 3 sophomore left-handed hitters that have, been at the top of our stat sheet most of the year. And of course, Alex being a sophomore as well. Rob Wooten, you know, who will close some games for us or come in when the game's really tight. 5th-year seniors had a terrific year for us. You know, our 2 relievers, Colin Bates and Brian Moran, just kind of, both of those guys are, one's a sophomore and one's a redshirt freshman. He was hurt last year with surgery. They've come on and really pitched well for us out of the bullpen. And we'll you know, this will be their first experience in Omaha, so we'll see how they do.
Coach, you got any people backing those up that are sophomores you could send to the University of Nebraska?
I tell you, they've got a great program, and this recruiting bit and dodging the draft that we all have to do and holding on to kids is a real trick for sure.
Mike, we've been talking a little bit on the show this week. I think that the North Carolina-LSU matchup is the toughest first-round matchup. Most evenly matched teams that are doing a lot of things right. Your thoughts on the Tigers?
They're a scary team. You saw the game the other night where they hit 7 home runs. I mean, 1 through 9, they can all punish you if you make a mistake out there on the mound. And they got on such a roll. I think one that you don't see much at our level against the team that they were playing to win 23-24 in a row. That I think all of us watching that were going, wow, what an unbelievable accomplishment. And then to see them lose. And then to see them bounce back and win that regional like they did probably speaks to the toughness and the character of their team. So they're going to be a tough challenge for sure.
Mike, can you speak to the fact that Omaha has secured the College World Series now for until the year 2094 or something, some crazy number, and the new stadium's on the way? Talk about maybe the new stadium and just your thoughts on did you really think they needed to move it out of Rosenblatt?
Of course we started hearing all that last year when we were out there and had people ask me, kind of caught me off guard a little bit. I'm like, I'm just getting used to this old one here. you guys don't change it on us. But I don't know. I love old ballparks personally. I'm sure this new one downtown is going to be, spectacular. And I'm sure after it's built and people get used to it, it'll be fine. I think it's just, people don't like change, and it's such a unique experience with that stadium sitting up there on the hill and the houses around it. I mean, I didn't really have a strong opinion one way or the other. I know no matter what, people are going to still try to do everything they can to get to Omaha, Nebraska, no matter, you could be playing in the cornfield out there, and that's where people want to go play.
And, Mike, last question before we let you get out of here. We'll go back to the baseball field. Tell the folks who they're going to see on the mound in Game 1 on Sunday.
Yeah, Alex White's a sophomore right-hander for us from Greenville, North Carolina. He was in our weekend rotation last year as a freshman. He's a 14th round pick of the Dodgers out of high school. Got a terrific arm, a tough competitor. He's a fastball slider, split pitcher, and he's pitched well for us the last 3 or 4 starts. So he'll be certainly a key to our team, how he starts the game Sunday night.
His 10th year with the North Carolina Tar Heels, making their third straight appearance in Omaha. Mike Fox, head coach of North Carolina, joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, we sure appreciate it. Have a safe trip out today, and we will see you in Omaha.
See you in Omaha. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it. Mike Fox joining us from North Carolina. A lot of people think that is the team that's going to come out of a bracket two, the Sunday bracket, if you will. They will play that last game against LSU on a Sunday night at 6 o'clock. I am looking forward to that. I think that's going to be a good, good baseball game.
Well, two very, very, obviously you've got the tradition in LSU that's been there so many times, and then you've got kind of the up-and-comer, but they've been there before. It's not like they're new to the baseball scene. They've been in Omaha. They've stuck around Omaha for a while. I think some teams come to Omaha, and the event is so large, like a Fresno State. It's just overwhelming for a lot of those kids, and they don't last that long. Well, North Carolina's proven they can stick around a while.
Mike Martin Jr. from Florida State going to join us in the last segment. Tervell Delognev, former UNK All-American who is in Las Vegas wrestling for a chance to get in the Olympics, is coming up next. And as we go to break, we go back to the Dent Popper inbox. Chuck and Carney wants to remind everyone that not everybody's a Cubs fan. Amazing, isn't it? Not everybody's a Cubs fan. We were talking at the top of the hour about Alfonso Soriano getting his hand broke and how when the Braves play the Cubs, there seem to be a lot of Cubs injuries. Chuck and Carney says, you think there's any way Major League Baseball will let the Braves play the Cubs the rest of the season? Curse away, Doug, curse away. I'm not even a National League fan. Chuck, I hate the Cubs. And Carney. Chuck, thanks for the email. We'll be back with more, including Tervell Delognev after this.
Hey, this is Matt Schick, formerly of NTV and now with KETV in Omaha, Nebraska. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show. These guys are wicked good, or in English, terrible.
Hoya presents Jeff Gordon.
What am I made of? I'm a 4-time NASCAR champion and a 1st-time father. I am the hunger to win my next title. I am grateful for what I can do behind the wheel, and thankful for what I can give back when I'm not. I am the embodiment of 4 simple words. Gentlemen, start your engines. What am I made of? Whatever lies around the next turn. and you know I'll be the first one to get there. My name is Jeff Gordon, and I wear Tag Heuer. What are you made of?
Tag Heuer timepieces, Swiss avant-garde since 1860. Discover the race car-inspired Carrera tachymeter automatic chronograph worn by Jeff Gordon. Visit TagHeuer.com for a retailer near you.
Remember back when people had pride in their car? They'd even go so far as to say,
"You can steal my girlfriend, and even kick my dog, but don't you touch my car."
Give your car, boat, semi, or camper a sharp, clean, like-new look, both inside and out, from Timmo's Detailing and Carpet Cleaning. Call 440-0885. Timmo's also does commercial and residential carpets with fabric protection available. Call now, 440-0885. Timmo's Auto Detailing and Carpet Cleaning, 1004 Avenue A, behind Kelly Electric in Cardi.
When the phone rings, who do you want to answer? It's your call. Trust Lifts, serving the Kearney area for over 30 years. Long-standing reputation, innovative ideas, personal service, superior quality. Trust Lifts. It's your call. On time, done right, one customer at a time. Lifts Printing Service, Kearney.
Hi, this is Shelley Smith from ESPN. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see partly sunny skies across the area as we head through the day today, with just a slight chance of a shower or storm developing later today in the afternoon. Otherwise, expect highs up near 80 with a west wind at 10 to 20 miles per hour. We'll see a slight chance of a shower or storm early tonight, followed by partly cloudy skies and a low at 49. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 70.
Duncan Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, your home for the College World Series on this beautiful Thursday. Hope everything's going well for you. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can log on to the website at ESPNSuperstation.com. Vote on the Duncan Daddy poll question. Who do you think is going to win the College World Series? College World Series starts on Saturday. And Daddy, as we said, storms affecting us for so long, and it looks like at least the weatherman, if we can believe them this time, they're right on target.
We want to let you know that Dyna-Grow still has seed for your farming operations. When you're talking soybeans, Dyna-Grow is growing in the field for you already. If you've got a replant, plenty of seed available. Maturity, they've got it all. Late group 2, early group 3, still plenty of time. Emergence is perfect. A Dyna-Grow, 90% germination rate, standability is excellent, stress tolerance, excellent, shatter resistance, excellent. You go on and on about Dyna-Grow and what they have to offer. Call your local Dyna-Grow seeds dealer today and take care of your soybean needs.
Well, as we said, Mike Martin Jr. from Florida State going to join us in just a little bit. But right now, we head to like your favorite place in all of the United States of America?
I'd have to say.
Las Vegas, Nevada, where the U.S. Olympic wrestling trials are going on this weekend. UNK senior wrestler, All-American, the number one heavyweight in collegiate wrestling in all classes, Tervell Delagnev, is trying to qualify for the U.S. Olympics. He needs 4 wins this weekend. The trials begin tomorrow at the Thomas and Mack Center. And so many things will be going on, and we are pleased to welcome back to the Duncan Daddy Show the anchor of UNK's national championship wrestling team in Division II, Tervell Delagnev. Tervell, good morning.
Morning.
Glad to have you back on the show. This has to be a very exciting time for you. Are you more excited, more nervous, or are you just focused as this being another wrestling tournament, which obviously it's not? Hello.
Might have lost him there.
I think we lost Tervell. See, he's in Vegas. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. We'll re-up for Tervell.
What are the chances about, why would you, you know, where you got so much on the line and the concentration is so high, why not have it in Vegas? Yeah, there'd be no distractions there.
Yeah, you should go to themat.com. They'll have live updates throughout the weekend, themat.com. Delagnev, the second seed in a 7-man bracket. The winner of the bracket takes on Tommy Rollins in a best-of-3 championship series match to decide who will represent represent the United States as a heavyweight in the U.S. Olympic team in Beijing. The runner-up will also make the trip to China as an alternate. Now, if I understand this right, Rollins gets a pass to the final round due to his first place showing at the U.S. National Championships in April. Delagnev was third in that tournament. The heavyweight class also has former Husker Tolly Thompson and former UNO Maverick Les Sigmund joining Dolognev in that seven-man bracket. So three of the seven with Nebraska ties, and Tervell rejoins us. Tervell, sorry about the phone problem there, but just asking you, are you excited or nervous or just focusing on this being another wrestling event for you, which obviously it's not?
I'm really excited. I've never participated in something like this. So, I mean, this is the top guys in the nation, and, you know, this is like world-level competition, so I'm really looking forward to see what I can do.
Tervell, how many matches a day will you have to wrestle in this event?
I actually only wrestle one day. They wrestle my weight all the way through on Sunday.
Tervell, explain to the folks, because this is different. A lot of just even the good or the true wrestling fans that have followed your career in UNK, they know how the tournaments go. They know how the NCAAs go. But this is different. Kind of just for somebody that has no idea what's going on Sunday but wants to follow you, tell them what exactly is going on and what it will take for you to qualify for the Olympics.
All right, well, the winner of U.S. Nationals, which was in April, sits out, and that's Tyrell, and he'll be sitting out till the night, so he doesn't even wrestle in the bracket. Well, I am the number two seed of the smaller bracket, which everyone else is in, seven other guys. So I have Zachary Ray first match, and if I keep winning, I have Tolly Thompson, and then if I keep winning, Steve Mako, most likely, if the seeds keep advancing, of course. And then if I win my first three, I'll see Tommy Rollins that night in the best two out of three matches. So we have to beat each other in two matches that night to make the Olympic team.
So a really decided advantage for Tommy Rollins, who's sitting out. He will be well rested and ready for whoever comes at him.
Yeah, he's got the advantage right now.
Tervell Dolognev joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, All-American, top heavyweight. But, of course, when you're qualifying for the Olympics, it looks like everybody here is older than you and has been more experienced on a national level than you. But you have wrestled Thompson. Some of these guys, Les Sigmund is in there. You've wrestled some of these guys and have always had some brutal battles. How confident are you going into the weekend against these guys?
I'm confident. I mean, I've been working on a lot of stuff, and I've been really focusing on some details of my wrestling. So I really think I've been making some good adjustments and been having a lot of fun. So I'm pretty confident, and I'm definitely not going there to lose. So,
Tervell, talk about this deal being in Las Vegas. Is there any challenge in staying focused?
I don't know. That's Las Vegas. I've been there a lot of times for wrestling trips. It's kind of not my scene. I don't know. It's sometimes it is, because you kind of have to walk through your hotel and there's a bunch of cigarette smoke, and it's just kind of rough. But I don't know. It's not too bad.
Tervell Dolognev joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He is wrestling for a spot on the United States Olympic team. Tervell, when we had you on the show before winning the national championship, just to say that you're in a position to qualify for the Olympics, just a couple of years ago, this couldn't have even been on your radar. Are you even amazed that you're going to be in this tournament this weekend?
I guess it is. I mean, I'm excited, but I guess I can't say I'm amazed, because then, you know, I don't want to psych myself out. So I guess I'm going to tell you guys that I expected it and try to act a little tougher.
Tervell, what venue is this at? Thomas and Mack Center?
Yeah, I actually have no idea what it's like. I think it's in UNLV, the campus of UNLV, but other than that, I'm not sure how it looks or what anything about it.
And is this going on today and tomorrow with other weight classes as well?
Yeah, I think women's go first, and then Greco. And how they do it is they do three weight classes. As far as freestyle goes, they do three weight classes. I believe the first three weight classes on Saturday, and they just wrestle them all the way through. And so we'll know the first three Olympians on Saturday, and then the second four on Sunday.
Tervell Delagnev is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show from Las Vegas this weekend, U.S. Olympic Trials. Okay, let's just cut to it, Tervell. It's Sunday night. It's Tervell Delagnev. It's Tommy Rollins. You two are facing off. Tell us a little bit about the history and what there is between you two.
We actually have a pretty good relationship. I mean, we work out a lot. We've worked out a lot together. I spent time in Ohio, and just did a training camp with my club team, Sub-Kiss Kids, and he was there in Arizona. So, well, we've wrestled a ton. We know what our strengths are. I'm sure we've adjusted for them. So, I've been preparing for it. I'm sure he has too. So, he has the luxury of just preparing for one opponent, but obviously I'm going to make my adjustments and plan on beating him. We got to beat him twice.
Do you think you'll beat him just 2-0, or do you think it might be 2-1 that you beat him?
Well, the plan is 2-0, so I guess I'm not looking to go 2-1.
Well, Tervell, we appreciate you giving us some time, and hopefully in the weeks ahead we can have you back on and talk to a member of the United States Olympic wrestling team. Again, everybody back in Kearney is pulling for you. They're going to be watching. And, you know, I know that Coach Bauer and some of your teammates are going to be out there. You know, keep an eye on them. Don't let them, you know, forget the bail money, all right?
Yeah.
Tervell, you think those casinos are smoky? Wait till you get to Beijing.
Tervell, thanks so much, buddy, and best of luck this weekend.
Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Take care. Tervell Delagnev, All-American. He is the top collegiate heavyweight in the country in all classes, and you can tell why. I mean, he's one of the finalists here for the U.S. Olympic Trials. Again, as Tervell said, all of his wrestling will be on Sunday. He needs to win his seven-man bracket. Then he'll take on former Ohio State All-American Tommy Rollins on Sunday. So best of luck to Tervell.
Tommy's just sitting there all day long resting, and these guys are beating their heads in against each other. I would think Tommy would, I mean, just because of a physical standpoint of what it takes to on your body, those three matches, whoever comes out of there, Tommy's going to win, isn't he?
No. Well, against somebody else, maybe.
That's a good point. Not against Tervell.
You know what I just realized? Nobody beats TD. Tervell Delagnev. We're going to take a break. Be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
It was just last week during our programming meeting that the boss made this comment about the Doug and Daddy Show.
We have in effect put all our rotten eggs in one basket. And we intend to watch this basket carefully.
These rotten eggs will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
The Roman Italian Restaurant and Lounge in Kearney will present blues artist Oliver Buck Tuesday evening, June 17th at 8 p.m.
Living on a tip jar.
Buck's music is an unusual concoction of vintage tinted Americana, alternative country, and non-traditional bluegrass, and we think you're going to like it.
Will the prodigal son make something of himself someday?
Be at the Roma Tuesday night, June 17th, and enjoy fine food, wine, and the intimate stripped-down sound of Oliver Buck.
Colin Coward, host of The Herd. I hear people say they feel like a slave to their office PC, spending hours commuting, working late, never seeing their family. End it right now. I want you to try GoToMyPC. With GoToMyPC, you can take your office with you wherever you go. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your office desktop instantly appears. You can access everything in your office computer from home or while traveling. Complete access to your PC anywhere, anytime. Stay connected without missing a beat. Improve productivity. Strike a balance. Leave the office early. Finish from home. I've used GoToMyPC.com. It's easy, and once you use it, you'll never go back, ever. I want you to try it. GoToMyPC free today. I've got an exclusive 45-day free trial just for my listeners. The offer's only available if you use the promo code Colin. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the orange Try It Free button, and use the promo code Colin. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you find yourself on foot because of damage to your vehicle from the recent storms, then Kearney Auto Rentals on East Highway 30 can help. Kearney Auto Rentals has mid-size sedans or seven-passenger vans available if your vehicle is tied up due to repairs. Reserve a car for the daily low rate of $25.95 or a van for just $35.95 by calling Kearney Auto Rentals today at 236-7009. Again, the number to call is 236-7009 for Kearney Auto Rentals.
Hello, this is Coach Barry Alvarez, and you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see partly sunny skies across the area as we head through the day today, with just a slight chance of a shower or storm developing later today in the afternoon. Otherwise, expect highs up near 80 with a west wind at 10 to 20 miles per hour. We'll see a slight chance of a shower or storm early tonight, followed by partly cloudy skies and a low at 49. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 70.
Work it, make it, do it, makes us all the better, faster, stronger. That'll kill me, can only make me stronger.
All right, back to Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Chicken Coop's got all the sports on, whether it's U.S. Open, College World Series, Major League Baseball package. They've got it all, eight new 42-inch flat screens. Catch all your favorite sports on TV at the Chicken Coop. While you're there, grab one of the Coop's great burgers. 7-ounce ground chuck, onion seasoned patties topped with lettuce, tomato, and pickle on a toasted Kaiser bun. Fries, potato salad, coleslaw, or baked beans go right along with that. Coop features the mushroom burger, the patty melt, totally jack burger, or the bacon burger. Get to the Chicken Coop today. Grand Island and Kearney.
Our continuing coverage of the College World Series here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Of course, a reminder that every single game from Omaha right through the championship will be here on ESPN Radio. And, of course, it all gets started this Saturday. And, Daddy, three teams from the ACC involved in this College World Series. And we've had a chance to chat with someone from all three teams. Now that we catch up with the assistant coach at Florida State with the Seminoles, Mike Martin Jr. joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning, and congratulations on you and the Seminoles making it back to Omaha.
Well, we appreciate it. It's been too long, I can promise you that.
Mike, talk a little bit about working with your father, and obviously, you know, at Florida State, everybody thinks of Bowdens, and they had a son helping them coach, and then you and your father. Well, what's that been like?
Well, it's not easy, I can promise you that. You know, it's a lot easier to play for him than it is to work for him. He's demanding, he's fair, which is all that you can really ask, but, you know, when you create a monster like he did, you know, he made it look easy for a long time when we were coming out there and seeing you guys about, you know, every year, if, you know, 8 out of 10, whatever it was, we ran off, and, you know, we hit a dry spell, but we're dang sure glad to be back.
Doug, 19 times the Florida State Seminoles have reached Omaha, so for fans out there, this is a team that's used to Omaha and been around Omaha a little bit this time of year.
And Mike, I guess now that you have got back to Omaha, what was the one thing that kind of deterred or derailed the Florida State train here in recent years?
Well, it was a couple of things, you know. 02 and 03, we were pretty dang good. And, you know, for whatever reason, we'll just call it baseball. You know, we didn't get it done. We ran into some teams that were hot. We didn't play very well. But then there were some years which, you know, we were getting our butt kicked recruiting, to be honest with you. And we got bypassed by a couple schools and, you know, lost out on some guys. And, you know, so it's a combination of things, but we feel like we've got a chance to win the thing, to be honest with you. We've got a good club. We've got a mean group. They play tough. They play mean, and there's no prima donnas and guys that are looking for attention. They just want to win.
Mike Martin, Jr., assistant coach of Florida State, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, you guys went 6-0 in elimination games. Will you intentionally lose to Stanford?
No, but if we do, I can promise you it's not going to faze these guys because you know, we have played five games, in which there was no tomorrow. Actually, you're right, it was 6-4-2. Yeah, six games in which we, you know, had our backs against the wall. But it's just a combination of things with the makeup of our team and obviously being talented. You know, they get behind, it doesn't faze them. You know, they play tough. Again, they're talented. And, you know, we got probably the best players that come through college baseball in a long time, Buster Posey.
And we're just going to bring that up. He wouldn't be near the player he was had you not been helping coach catchers, right?
Well, no. He could have done it with my wife teaching him, I think. You know, he's so talented that
You know, he's got great hands. He's got leadership skills. His arm strength's incredible, and it was just a perfect fit. And we'd always talked about doing it. It's not like I, you know, had this dream that we should do it, and it was all me. We had talked about it for years. When you looked at him as a freshman, you said, "Well, that's a perfect catcher's body. He's got hands. He's got arm strength, and he's a great kid, and he works hard." So it was really, to be honest with you, the easiest thing I've ever done in my 12 years of coaching is to, you know, make him a catcher, because he had no pre-existing bad habits. You know, the guys that come in with the bad habits, those are the ones that you coach your butt off, and sometimes it still doesn't work, but it was easy with Buster.
This is one of those times of year that I think is really exciting, because you've got the folks in baseball and the college baseball fans that have really been paying attention. Then here in the state of Nebraska, you've got a lot of fans that will really start to learn about all these teams once they get to Omaha. I guess the best way we can tell folks in Nebraska about Buster Posey, he is our Alex Gordon. This kid went fifth to the San Francisco Giants in the draft last week. He was named the Collegiate Baseball Player of the Year, Academic All-American of the Year, and he's still up for the Johnny Bench, Golden Spikes, and Dick Houser Awards. He's a finalist for all of those, and he was second in the Johnny Bench, Tony, last year as just a sophomore.
Coach, yeah, he's special, guys. He's, I'm sorry to interrupt, but, you know, I get to almost gushing about the guy, because he's such a neat guy, and there's no skeletons in the closet. You know, he's going to marry his high school sweetheart. I mean, he's a great teammate. You know, he's our hardest worker. I mean, he's all the above. I mean, the guys pick on him and say, you know, come on, man, are you real? There's got to be something you've done wrong in your life.
Well, that's crazy, because there's got to be a lot of hot chicks in Florida State after him. And he's going
back. It doesn't faze him. That's why everybody admires him. He's just such a neat, genuine guy. I mean, he'll go and hang out with the guys. He's not too good for anybody else. I see him sit with, you know, we go out on, you know, team functions for team lunches or dinners. You know, he'll sit with the managers. He'll sit with the, you know, the 12th best pitcher we have, the low on the totem pole freshman that's not getting a lot of playing time. He'll sit down next to him, because that's just the kind of guy he is. He's almost too good to be true. He really is.
Mike, every year the College World Series, obviously the cream rises to the top and some great players show up. You know, I remember Khalil Greene showing up for Clemson when he was just drafted. How do you keep somebody that all of a sudden, very, very rich young man, that's just not his deal?
No, he doesn't care a bit. I mean, every question that you'll ever ask him, and it's not fake. You know, you see a lot of times where guys, you know that's the name of the game, and you're supposed to deflect attention and stuff like that. He does it when nobody's looking. But every time you talk to him, it's, you know, he wants to bring up a guy that, you know, he's trying to get him drafted, you know, a Jack Rye, you know. He'll deflect things to him just to, because his heart's good, and that's really hard to find, a guy that has a genuine, you know, love for his teammates and love for this university, and, you know, he's really neat.
We're talking with Mike Martin, Jr., assistant coach of the Florida State Seminoles. They come in and play the first game of the College World Series on Saturday. He's joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And this team, leading the country at .354 in batting average here at the College World Series, six players hitting over .340, four over .380, including Buster Posey, who's hitting .460. I want to ask you a little bit about the pitching staff, Coach. I guess if you're going to look at one spot for your team that maybe is a little higher statistically than some of the other teams, a team ERA of 4.1, but you've been outscoring people so bad, they have to feel comfortable when they walk out on the mound that they don't have to be precise every time. Tell me a little bit about this staff.
Well, it's, you know, the last few weeks, Houser Stadium was playing pretty dang small. When it gets hot down here, the ball flies out of here, and, you know, that has a lot to do with it, and they were pitching with some big leads. So, you know how that goes. You kind of let your guard down, you're trying to throw strikes, and, you know, you give up some runs, and things along those lines. But we like to look at the bigger sample, and that's the whole year. And we pitched well pretty much for the whole year. And so we don't, you know, we're not concerned about our pitching staff. We got some guys back healthy, and Jeff Parker, which is going to help out. Ryan Strauss has been throwing the ball great of late. He was coming off a little tenderness, and so we feel good about it.
Mike, talk about the excitement of winning that Super Regional and the guys coming together and obviously advancing to Omaha to Rosenblatt Stadium, where you guys have had so many memorable moments.
It was a big relief. You know, this college game that, you know, it has really changed, and the pressure to win, and, you know, it's all more money, more problems, so to speak. You know, the bigger your program gets and the more money it generates, your college sport generates, you know, the more pressure comes with it. And it was a relief, you know, not only for the coaching staff, but for the players as well, because, again, they love this university and they want it, you know, back where we feel it rightfully belongs, and that's in Omaha.
Mike, last question before we let you get out of here and back to preparation. Six of the eight national seeds have made it to Omaha, which could make it one of the best fields and one of the most competitive fields we've ever seen for the College World Series. As the coaching staff, I know you're looking at Stanford, but you have to look at a field as a whole as well. What do you guys think about the eight teams that are there?
Oh, it's going to be rough. I mean, it's the best of the best. I'm not sure how many made it last year. I know five did not make it out of the regional last year, one of them being us. But, you know, that's what the fans in Omaha deserve. They deserve to see the best, and, you know, it worked out this year. So it should generate a lot of excitement.
Mike Martin, Jr., assistant coach of Florida State Seminoles, as they enter Omaha's College World Series with a 54-12 record. Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much. Best of luck this weekend, and we look forward to catching up with you again next week sometime when you're advancing through this field.
That would be fantastic. Can't wait to see you guys.
Okay, Mike, thanks so much. Remember, you're my pick, so don't let me down.
All right, we'll get after it. We'll be on time and get after it.
All right, Coach, thanks so much.
Yes, sir. Take care.
Thanks, Coach Mike Martin, Jr., joining us. Florida State has the first game of the NCAA tournament coming up Saturday when they will be battling the first-round opponent, of course, for Florida State, and that is Stanford, and that will be heard right here with 12:45 pregame. Kevin Cooler with the call of every game, taking us to the finals. As we get to the end of the show here today, we update the U.S. Open leaderboard. Patrick Sheehan and Steve Stricker are both 4-under through the front nine. Tiger Woods is 1-over. Phil Mickelson is 2-over, and Adam Scott is setting at even par in the feature group as they have went through five holes so far this morning. They are on the sixth, and if all this U.S. Open gets you geeked up for some golf, don't forget Meadowlark Hills, the number one golf course of the Tri-Cities, welcoming you to come out and play their beautiful golf course and remind you of their annual father-son, father-daughter tournament coming up on Father's Day this Sunday, 8 a.m. shotgun start. Any father-son or father-daughter combination is eligible. You can contact Meadowlark Hills to register or to find out more information, 308-233-3265. You don't have to be from Kearney. You can be from anywhere in the listening area. Meadowlark Hills, Father's Day scramble, father-son, father-daughter this Sunday, 233-3265. We want to thank Mike Martin, Jr. of Florida State. We want to thank Mike Fox, the head baseball coach at North Carolina, and U.S. Olympic hopeful Terrell DeLogna for joining us on the show today. Tomorrow, we'll talk Nebraska Wrestling All-Star Duel with Bruce Bricker, the head coach at Holdridge. We'll talk with the Duke, Dan Davis, live from Torrey Pines. And we'll also talk to the Georgia head baseball coach, David Pernow, all tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoy it, everybody.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.